Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really getting into the weeds of public sector authority, specifically delegation and governance. We're looking at sources covering SPL-UMO for planning and then the MFMA and PFMA for finance. The basic idea seems simple, right? Delegation is meant to speed things up, push power down the chain for better service delivery. But the sources show it's incredibly strict. And often you've got the same people trying to navigate these like two different legal worlds, planning and finance.
Exactly. And the definition itself, pulled from the sources, is quite formal. It's about the transfer of powers, yes, but it has to be formal, usually to a subordinate official. And the absolute key, it must be in writing. That document needs to spell out the function, any limits, any conditions. And underpinning all of this across all these acts is a principle confirmed by case law, think President of the RSA versus RFEW. Accountability. That stays right at the top. The minister, the accounting officer, whoever originally held the power, they remain responsible. You delegate the task, sure, but not the final responsibility.
Okay, so if efficiency is the aim, that level of strictness feels a bit backwards. The sources really hammer home that for a delegation to hold up legally, you can't just, you know, tell someone, hey, sign these. You need a proper process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, formally decide what power needs delegating, pick the right person's skills, experience matter, give them the resources, set clear limits, and crucially, have a reporting system to check how it's going.
And that rigor, that's exactly why the rules are there. Take the Municipal Finance Management Act, the MFMA. Section 59 lets the municipal manager, the accounting officer, delegate duties. But then Section 60 immediately snaps that accountability right back to them. So those steps you mentioned, they're almost like self-protection for that manager.
But isn't that strictness the very thing that slows things down? I mean, are the sources suggesting ways to make this smoother, maybe, without losing that ultimate accountability? Because if you need a formal memo, training, quarterly reviews, just for something routine, well, there goes your speed.
It seems the framework deliberately prioritizes accountability over pure speed. The potential cost of getting delegation wrong is just seen as too high. And if you look at what absolutely cannot be delegated, those really fundamental powers, they're almost always about major strategic choices.
Like what, for example?
Well, under the MFMA, the sources are clear. The municipal council itself cannot delegate the final approval of the budget. That power stays with the elected body. And similarly, with SPL-UMMA, think about decisions made by a municipal planning tribunal. That's often seen as quasi-judicial. It requires a specific legal setup, specific people. So you generally can't just pass that decision-making power down to a lower official. It's considered personal to the tribunal itself.
Okay, so let's talk consequences. When this careful system fails, maybe the written delegation is vague or it hasn't been updated in years.
Yeah.
What are the biggest operational risks the documents point to?
Well, the risks tie directly back to governance failures and, frankly, wasted public money. On the financial side, so MFMA, PFMA, if delegation, especially around who can approve spending or procurement, is flawed, that's explicitly linked in the sources to a high risk of UIFWE.
UIFWE.
Unauthorized, irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. We see it constantly in audit reports. Flawed delegations are a major contributor, leading to potentially millions wasted, bad audit outcomes, and even financial misconduct charges.
Right. And presumably, if, say, a council did illegally delegate budget approval, or a planning official improperly delegated a tribunal decision,
yeah,
is the whole thing then null and void? Can it be legally challenged?
Absolutely. On the planning side, under SPMA, if that delegation isn't crystal clear, you risk the tribunal's decision being declared invalid. That means development delays, potential lawsuits, it gets messy and expensive fast. And this touches on sub-delegation too, passing power down another level.
Okay.
Case law, like Minister of Health versus New Clicks, makes it clear. Subdelegation is only okay if the original act explicitly allows for it. The authority has to flow directly and legally from the primary legislation.
So it really feels like these frameworks, PFMA, MFMA, SPL-UMA, they're constantly trying to balance two competing needs. On one hand, the need for, you know, practical efficiency, getting land use applications processed, approving small payments quickly. But on the other hand, this absolute need for clear, unwavering accountability right up the chain.
Precisely. It's a tightrope walk. Which leads us to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to consider. If delegation is so vital for making government work efficiently day to day, how far down can you realistically push these powers? Can you delegate significant authority to, say, an assistant director in planning, or maybe even a budget clerk in finance, before that ultimate accountability of the municipal manager or the minister becomes, well, practically impossible to actually monitor and enforce in the real world? Where's that line?